Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah, I hear y'all. Okay. Good evening and welcome. Huh? I can hear all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Welcome everybody. Welcome. How you feeling, Wayne? You feeling better?
Yes.
Good.
Not as good as I want to feel, but better than the other night. So yeah.
Yeah. You can't complain. Brian woke up sick this morning, and I've been feeling like I'm going to get sick all day, and I haven't done it yet, so I'm holding on. I'm hoping this will, hoping it'll make it through.
Yeah.
You know, I know Brian's there, but I got to mute that noise. Okay. I'll turn it back in a second. We got talking about RSD and CRPS this evening, and some things that are helping. There's this new thing out now. It's called floating, and about all the information that I'm able to get on it at this point is, you know, like, what is it, Brian? I think it's like 8 to 10 inches of water, but like 800 pounds of Epsom salt.
Right.
And they say people are really saying that it works. I've had a few people write on the comment today about it working. So it's on my page, my Facebook page, and it's also in my group, and I put it in Brian's group, putting the fire out, or I always get it confused. And I put it in a couple other groups as well. It's really supposed to be the big thing on the block now for CRPS, but I'm not sure if insurance companies cover it or where you can go to get this done. So that I'm still trying to find out.
I'll see if I can find some kind of locations.
Yeah, I looked all day, and I was just one dead end after another. So, you know, that's something good that we have right now. We have that. We have the red light therapy that people say works very well. And red light therapy works for a lot of other things. Then we got bee venom therapy, which Amber will be on tomorrow night talking about that and all the disorders that they use it for. There's three good things right there that I know, if nothing else, we could do the floating like you're talking about. And in our own tub, as far as I'm concerned, just going to have to put a lot of Epsom salt. And it might not be, you know, 8 to 10 inches of water, which I think most tubs hold that much. I got a pretty tall tub myself. So, you know, it's something we can definitely try at home. I did the Epsom salts bath again today with the eucalyptus and the mint or whatever it was. And another little pebbles that you put in the bath water too. And I feel a lot better today from doing that. So it does help a lot. I don't think people want to really realize that it does work, but it does help. You know, and it might not work for everyone. I mean, we go through this with everything, but those are a few of the things that I have right now that are being used and really getting a lot of good feedback from those. So I feel like that's very important to share with the public and the listeners. And Brian, what you got, man?
Well, I've been doing a little bit of looking into the that new Axiom stimulator.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like there was a big study that was done between August 23rd of 2014 through July 28th of 2014. And then all the data was collected through October of 2015, but it included 152 patients. And out of that 152 patients, there was only 18 patients that did not have any kind of a successful rate out of it.
That's 18.
18 patients did not have a very decent, you know.
Right, and that's out of about 160.
Right.
Yeah,
and
that's,
then,
yeah,
that's not bad. But yeah, it's it sounds like it'd be a pretty decent thing. It wasn't something that they just kind of asked somebody to do. I mean, they had a there's probably 30 or 40 different criteria that they had to meet.
Mm-hmm.
If the people had to be between the ages of 22 and 75 years old.
Right.
And there was, I mean, it was a pretty, it sounds to me like it was a pretty tough thing that they did to eliminate people to keep them from getting in. So sure. It was done on people that were, you know, like us, where we would definitely need to have it done, you know, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, like I said, the only downfall that I heard about it was the fact that you can't get an MRI. And I guess we could live without that, but being able to get an MRI is a lot easier. Like, you never,
right. And like with the one that I have, I can't have an MRI done either. Right. I think it just basically it's gonna have to be whether or not the implant device that they use inside of you, like the hardware, whether or not it's plastic or if it's metal. Like, see, all mine is all metal.
Right.
Some people have plastic hardware, and some people have the metal hardware.
Right. Mine's metal. Mine's not plastic. But I don't know how it's MRI compatible, but it is. I know for a fact I've had MRIs done. I switched my setting over to MRI mode, and it works out great. And don't forget, we have the oxygen treatment too.
I don't have that option.
Insurance.
True.
Insurance is lying. So, Wayne, what do you got to say this evening? I ain't heard from you in a day and a half. Been kind of lonely around here without you.
Well, I'm sorry. you know, I want everybody to, you know, make sure that they're listening tomorrow. We get such great information from her, and I mean she really, really knows, you know, what she's talking about. And as crazy as bee venom sounds,
right?
You know, when you start hearing, I mean, well, she had a lot of her friends come on that one time, and they talked about, you know, all the things that, you know, they had tried and they had used and how much better they felt. And after you got done listening to it, it's, you know, this is not a bad idea, you know.
Yeah, tomorrow, you know, tomorrow night.
Really, it can't be any worse than, you know, I do my my diabetes shots, my insulin,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. and I get two of those a night. What's the difference of jabbing yourself with a needle or little bee sting, you know, and actually getting some relief from it. I think it sounds great.
Sure. Right. Yeah, it does. And the thing with the bee venom therapy is you can actually learn how to do it yourself, and you save yourself even more money because you can raise the bees no matter if you're in cold weather or hot weather. Amber has a whole list of beekeepers and, She has one in her group that I know him. He was on the show that night. I think his name's Jeff, I believe. He remember he raised his own bees, and he said it was like a nickel to 15 cents per bee or something like that. That's pretty cheap treatment compared, you know, considering what the Lyme disease patients have to pay out of pocket for some of this treatment. It's really unbelievable. And why we're right here in the middle of this, talking a little bit of different things, I want to bring up something real quick. Brenda Mole, which she probably don't want me to use her name, but I'm gonna use her name. She is having a very, very hard time. She's been homeless for quite some time. Now her vehicle is broken down. Now she has no transportation, nowhere to go, nothing to – I mean, she's really in bad shape. And there's a GoFundMe account that Laura Ann set up – I mean Laura set up for her. I was tagged in it. I've shared it on my page. Brian, if y'all don't mind helping share this, you don't have to. I'm asking you, asking y'all to, because Brenda is a great person, man. I've known Brenda for a long time. She's done a lot to help others, and now I think it's time for the community to reach out and help her. I usually don't talk about GoFundMes and ask people to donate, but even a dollar, this lady really needs help. And I just wanted to throw that out there because she's a dear friend, and I hate seeing what she's going through. And I know we're all struggling with things, and there's GoFundMes all over the place. I understand that. But I'll let my GoFundMe go just so people can donate money to her. I mean, that's how much it means to me.
Okay, so, where can you find it? Where can you go to donate to her?
It's on my page, on my Facebook page. Okay. It'll say, I'm going to get to it real quick so I can say exactly what it is. It says, it's got a picture of Brenda, and she's holding, I think that's her. She's the back of her, so I can't tell, but I believe that's her holding a hand over the sun, making a heart out of it. And it says, click here to support Brenda Mole. You'll see it. It's got her name right there at the bottom of it. So I would appreciate it. You got to share that, man, if you would. Like I said, it really means a lot to me. She's a great, great person. And I don't know how she keeps doing it, man. I don't know how she stays so positive, but you will not see a negative post from her. It's positive all the time. I've never seen somebody do that. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, I'm done with that. It's just something I wanted to go over because I told Laura I would. I wanted to do it, so I did it. So back to the RSD. You know, I was talking to someone today on a post, and they said, I hate CRPS. And I said, CRPS is what we make of it. They're like, what? It's what we make of it. Yes, it sucks. And yes, it hurts. And yes, it doesn't go away. But we can make it a little bit better. I mean, we're not going to make it go away. We're not going to make it where we don't have any pain at all. That's just not going to happen. But we can make our life a lot easier with any disorder. I'm primarily talking about CRPS at this point in time with the pain. There's a lot of things we can do. We've talked about it. Meditation, music, finding something to occupy your mind. I had a lady last night. So she was hurting so bad. I said, find a book. Concentrate on reading a book or doing something. She did, and she wrote me back about an hour later, and she goes, my pain's not as bad. I said, it works. It really works. It doesn't take it away, but some people sleep during the pain. Like I think Brian does. He sleeps a lot when he has bad pain. That's fine. I mean, you just have to find a way to ease your mind from the pain. I mean, it's just that simple. You have to find a way. I believe.
Well, my doctor told me once to step away from the pain, and I had no clue what the hell that meant, stepping away from the pain. But after she told me that, and I actually stopped and thought about it, it was learning to basically kind of detach yourself from it. What I mean is, you're not sitting there and just concentrating on how badly you're hurt, and yes, you're hurt. I mean, No, I'm saying that, you know, you don't hurt from this, you know, but there are so many different things that you can do, you know, and we just have to go find them. I mean, I was just kind of going through the, you know, the Chrome Web Store. Man, there there are so many apps here that could, you know, keep you entertained all day long, you know. Doing things, learning things, you know, man, it's all there. Just, you know, stop and take a minute or two and find something that will let you do that, to step away from your pain, you know. And, you know, I thought my doctor was a genius for saying it.
Yeah, it's true.
She is, you know. She's great.
That's good. That's good that you have a good doctor. Because I'll tell you now.
I saw her today for an hour. Yeah, she was. Did you? As always. Yeah.
Yeah. Good doctors are hard to find. I mean, we talk about a lot, too. You know, they are. They're hard to find. But thank you. Thank you guys for sharing it. Thank Brian. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
No problem.
You know, we I don't do stuff like that unless I know the person is really in need, and trust me, that I know that she is. You know, my pain management doctor, when I go see him, he goes, so how are you feeling today? And usually when I go see him, I'm feeling pretty good. And the last time I went in, I said, I was walking with my cane. He goes, I ain't gonna ask you how you're doing today. I said, and not good. And he says, what's going on? And I said, man, I don't know. I guess it's just a flare-up. And he said, yeah. He goes, I was going to question it if you come in here again today and said you were feeling good. He goes, I was going to think something was up with you. And he started laughing. I'm like, no, ain't nothing up with me. I'm right back where I was. But, you know, they most good doctors, they want you to be feeling better, man. That's why they do the things they do for you. That's why they give you the medication. That's why they – you know, do certain things. They want you to be better. I mean, that's what they get paid to do, is to help you feel better. And with these crappy disorders, it's very hard to get to feel better. I mean, it's just something that doesn't happen very often. But I think if people can start, you know, doing some of these things that we're talking about, the red light therapy. That's at gyms, or you can buy them at Walmart, I believe, or you can buy them online. If you buy the whole thing, it's like $750. But I think you get the individual lights at Walmart and treat yourself at home, you know, a lot less. And then you have this floating, which is totally, it's not new. I guess it's been out for a while, but I guess people just been discovering it not too long ago. You know, BVIM, I mean, we just need to find something that's going to help us. And there's more and more things, more and more things coming about on, you know, daily or weekly, and just stay up to date with them and do things to try to make yourself feel better. But laying around and sitting around, you know, thinking about the pain all the time or how bad you're hurting is not going to help you. It's not going to. Hey, if anybody's listening and you want to talk and you don't want to call in, the chat for the show is up. I put it up at the beginning of the show. If anybody wants to get on there and chat between each other, you're more than welcome. If not, it just stays there. So we don't have too many people call in to the show, and I wish we could get more people to call, because I like hearing their experiences with things that help them. So maybe they'll chat. I don't know. Maybe not. Me and Wayne was on there one day, and we chatted by ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this is fun. I could just talk to you. It'd be so much easier. Brian, you got anything you want to talk about? Is Brian gone?
Brian?
Brian's gone, I guess. He's still showing up here. Wait, on I got a thing here from Blog Talk Radio where I was talking to him today. I will send it to you after the show sometime. It's a big long list of things that you got to do, or you know, to make sure that everything's working properly, like Chrome or Firefox, so forth and so on. So if you want me to, I can send that to you. You seem not to be having no problems tonight, so
yeah. Like I said, I got rid of the Firefox and put Chrome back on, and poof, it worked.
I wonder why it stopped or it started blocking it all of a sudden.
I
that's weird.
Know. Yeah,
that's weird. I know I need to switch back over to Chrome. I think I was talking about that. Me and Brian was last night. I think I might be switching back over. I guess we lost him, or he's doing something. I don't know. But anyway, back to what we were talking about. he's still showing him active, so is he still here somewhere? His kids go to bed about the. Yeah, he could be. Ah. His kids go to bed around this time too, so he might be doing that. But you know, I'm curious to try this floaty thing. I'm really going to look around tomorrow and see if I can find more places about where they have it, because you're not able to find much information on it for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm trying to find it now on my Facebook. Right here. It's go to it here. See what it pulls up. Yeah, it pulls up a site and booking contact. I guess you could contact them. I guess. Yeah, they got a number. Okay, I'll tell you. I'll give you the number. Everybody, grab a pen and paper, and I'll give the number out. It's 573-442-0570. And I'll give that out again. Area code 573-442-0570. That's to book an appointment. So, but they might be able to help somebody. Or email wellnessfloat@gmail1.com. wellnessfloat@gmail1.com. I guess I just seen that. I could have called him today and got some information, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't even see it. I just clicked on the thing on my page, my Facebook, and clicked on it and contact us, and I clicked on it, and there it is.
Well, it's our attention span sometimes doesn't go that far, you know.
Right. It says water is floating, right?
Yeah.
Floating is an emerging therapy practice that allows you to enter a state of deep mental and physical relaxation by giving yourself a break from the endless input of sensory experiences. Your mind has a chance to recharge, reset, and emerge to face the world with renewed perspective. They ain't talk. And energy, otherwise known as rest. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Floating is backed by research and offers potential for personal growth and healing. It's really a... doesn't have a whole lot of information on it there, but kind of, you know, tells you what it does. And that's what we need.
Yeah.
Brian's internet company. I guess his internet. I guess it kicked him off. I don't know what he has, but he said he's going to be calling. Oh, there he is. Okay. My bad. I got you. You in?
Yeah, I'm in now.
It kicked you off again for that?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's unreal. Little Time Warner cable for you.
Yeah, Bright House, Time Warner. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I used to have them. I got, well, it's Frontier now, but it used to be Verizon. I got 100 megabytes upload and download, man, wired right to the computer. I mean, it's plugged right inside of it.
I have unlimited.
Unlimited. Oh, we're talking about how hot.
Oh.
They were talking about the speed of it.
Oh.
You got unlimited speed? You need to be doing my shows. If you got unlimited speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
You can do shows for all of us.
Hey, shut up. I'm sitting here reading about floating and things for running back and forth. So
are you telling me to shut up? Okay. I'll mute you. I'll mute you in a New York minute.
Okay.
You'll be sitting here talking to yourself for the next 35 minutes.
Okay.
I'll talk bad about you, but you can't say nothing to me. I can't hear you. Yeah, go ahead. We were talking about
I just kind of hit one here about the floating, and they consider it a safe haven where you can escape your everyday life, focus on healing, mm-hmm. You know, it's for pain management, including back and neck aches, migraines, muscles and joint soreness, stress management, athletic recovery and performance, relief from discomforts of pregnancy, sleep disorders. Mm. You know, there's a lot of really good benefits from it. It's,
People say. People say it's very good. I mean, very good.
Yeah.
I know. I'm trying to find the comment the lady wrote today. I don't know. I don't even know her. I don't think she. I wrote a comment about floating, and she commented on it and said it was amazing for her. So yeah, it really. It's probably not covered by insurance, though, most likely. I know some people said. Ferocious Fighters, Meg said it wasn't covered out there in Colorado. So, yeah I'm sure it's probably not. If it's good for people. Yeah, this lady right here, she goes, I have gone twice a week for 2-hour sessions since January 2015. I highly recommend it for CRPS, chronic pain patients. That's what she wrote.
Yeah.
So,
It doesn't say, where this one is at, but right. The float salt combo was $85 for 45 minutes.
Right.
Or you can get, three sessions for 170, so there's a lot of different, plans, but it does seem to be a bit pricey,
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, insurance might cover it. I mean, it varies from state to state, most likely. But I don't know if you would go to a physical therapy place, right? That's probably where it would be at.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, it'd probably be in some kind of doctor's office of some sort, physical therapy or something like that, I would imagine. I don't think they would have that in gyms. They might. They got pools in gyms, so they just might.
Yeah.
It makes sense to have it in a gym. I mean, people work out. The muscles get sore and stiff and stuff, so it just might be in a gym.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to have to call around tomorrow or have my wife call around and see if we find out. Because that seems to really be the thing, man. I believe that's what we need, help. And there's a few things out there that I know for a fact it helps. So, go for it, go for it. And the stimulator that Brian was talking about that we've talked about before. I don't want people to misunderstand me and think that I'm saying it's a bad thing. I don't think it's bad at all. It appears to be working really well for CRPS. The only downfall is. Not being able to get an MRI. You got to think, how important is that versus the pain? I mean, to me, if I didn't have the one I have and could get MRIs, I would get it if it helped that much with the pain. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just it's common sense. Like you said about the needle and a bee sting. I mean,
yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. And we've talked about this before, but it's been a while. people do not understand garlic. Garlic is great for the body for a lot of things. Yeah. And so is fish oil. Fish oil is too. A lot of people take the fish oil capsules. Well, this is what they told me several years ago. You buy the liquid form. It's nasty. Okay. I ain't going to lie to you. You need a good something sweet to drink afterwards. But it's pure. It's pure. It's pure. And if you take the capsules, you have to take like three or four to get what you would get out of a tablespoon of regular fish oil. I've been out of the taking it, but I'm fixing to let my wife know after I get off the show, I'm going to start taking it again. Because I'm telling you, you feel a big difference. And fish oil is good for your brain. It's good for you, you know, your memory. It's good for this. I mean, you can pull it up, man. It's good for almost everything. And garlic. Garlic's great, man, for the body. You'd be surprised at what it does. I know a guy that had cancer, and he had chemo. And, the cancer went away, but, man, he was so sick from the chemo. He had no strength or energy or nothing. This guy come to work every morning smelling like a garlic factory. I said, man, what in the hell are you doing? He said, I eat raw garlic three times a day, two times a day. He said, I eat it in the morning, I eat it in the evening. I said, for what? He goes, dude, it builds up your immune system. He said, I've got more energy now than I've ever had. And, you know, on and on. And I'm like, really? So, well, I took garlic. I'll eat it, but not like he did. He just chowed down on like it was candy. And you can really feel the difference. I mean, really, really feel the difference. So, you know, these are things that we need to, you know, start eating a little bit more healthy. And it's going to help us a lot. What's your intake, Brian? Are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here. No, there's matter of fact, my grandmother, she used to swear by eating raw garlic, and the same thing with the fish oil. You know, I mean, the fish oil, I've heard that all my life, you know, so that's not a lie there. You know, I mean, and if you do read up on it, you'll read a lot where they're, a lot of people do say that, you know, that is stuff that's good for you.
Right. Yeah, it really is.
Matter of fact, the one, I take a men's multi-day vitamin, and the one I take, and if you look at them, I know mine does, but the one I take, it actually has both of those ingredients in the multivitamin. Mm-hmm. Most of your multivitamins do have, I believe it's fish oil that is in them.
Yeah. Yeah. Fish oil is really, it is, man. It's unbelievable. It does so much, for your body. I'm sorry. I'm typing to somebody. you can tell.
And not to jump back on you here or not, but people that is wondering about the Axiom Stimulator, I found a video on YouTube. I have posted that video in most of the groups, so that's on there if you want to watch it. It's about a 2-minute long video. It just kind of briefly discusses it. It's pretty educational, just in the amount of time that it goes for.
Okay. Yeah, you can post it in my group if you want. All right, that's fine. Yeah, I'm asking somebody, U.S. Pain Foundation, some questions. I'm going to talk to them. I want to see how much they help people, you know, that are in need of getting some medical help and stuff, because Brian, did I lose you again?
No, I'm here.
Okay. It was your other one finally lost. Okay, my bad. Okay. I want to check with people to see who all helps people. I know U.S. Pain Foundation is very big. I know RSDA. I can't get a hold of Jim over there. They don't answer me. So I'm going to check with U.S. Pain Foundation and see what all they do. So when I have people come to me in really desperate need and need help, I know where to send them. I know Lisa and her partner at CPS do. They do a lot to help people. And we're going to do a show on that again, maybe next week, CPS, because that's a lot of people I see are, that have that. And I don't think they realize they have it. Wayne, what you want to share with me, right, on that?
What was that?
Now Wayne's going. Oh, okay. I thought you were gone.
No.
When we did the show with Lisa on CPS. Remember we were talking about how a lot of people could get misdiagnosed between CRPS and CPS?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Or some other one of the other neurological disorders. So, yeah, I'm going to do another show on that maybe next week or so, next week or following week, because I think that's pretty big. Cause there's a lot of people that, and I didn't realize how many people actually had CPS. There's a large number of people.
Quite a bit.
A lot more than I thought there. Excuse me, a lot more than I thought there was. So yeah.
Well, I kind of pushed my doctor a little bit today about, you know, CRPS and lupus, and she's a very, very intelligent woman. She's really good, you know, and, you know, she just went, oh, yeah, just, you know, you wouldn't, you know, basically you wouldn't believe what I get in here all the time, you know, and to her, she said that, you know, like ALS was, you know, Lou Gehrig's was what she considered to be the worst, you know, but, you know, CRPS and, you know, and RPS, are, you know, it's, I think a lot of it goes down to what we're telling our doctors. I mean, we've talked about this one, I don't know how many times, you know, you got to give the doctor something to work with, you know, and if you're not really telling the doctor everything that's going on, I mean, where you're actually keeping track of, you know, all of a sudden you get a pain here, okay, you know, or something really hurts here, you know, or the whole side is hurting, you know, giving them something to work with, you know, and that helps them kind of, you know, eliminate one or the other. So, you know, if a doctor misdiagnoses, you know, I'm sorry, but I still have to kind of go back to the patient and say, what did you give the doctor to work with, you know? Other than I just feel crappy all the time, you know, that's not really giving them, you know, I heard here sometimes or that, you know, you really got to give them, you know, all the ammo they can because they're, you know, they're trying to help you. That's their job, you know?
Sure.
But to help you, you got to give them everything that you can possibly think of, you know, because maybe you might think, well, that's not really that important. That might be the tipping point, you know, of the diagnosis to go, no, you have CRPS, you know, or RPS. I mean, it, you know, so to say, well, that's not really all that important. I don't need to tell them. No, tell them.
Yeah.
Talk before your doctor for a few minutes, you know?
Hey, it's that's what they get paid to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With your insurance premiums, your co-pays, and everything else. Oh, yeah, hey, they're getting a lot of money. Shut up and listen to me, you know?
And, exactly.
Yeah. Make them listen.
We have to, like, and we talk about this a lot. We have to be the voice of our disorders. It's that simple. When to the public, to the doctors, to attorneys or whoever, we have to be the voice. We have to be the ones to tell them and be honest with them, because I'm telling you, I am no different than anybody else in the chronic pain community. The only difference between me and probably most people is I've been 100% honest with every doctor I've ever had. And I'm not saying that people haven't been honest. They just haven't told, they haven't, you know, totally truthful and said, you know, everything. I give my doctors everything they need and then some. And I've been treated very, very well. Only one doctor, one time, treated me like crap. And that's was him. And that was because he wanted to do injections. And I said, no. That's quick, easy money for a doctor. Injections ain't going to do us no justice. I'm going to tell you right now. They're not. They're going to destroy our body even worse. So why am I going to let this dumb doctor make easy money off of me and kill me in the meantime? No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So, you know, when I say that people are not honest, I don't mean they're not honest with their doctors. They just don't tell them everything. And I feel like that's a big, big problem with chronic pain and the doctors. Yes, yeah. I know the doctors don't know much about our disorders. But I will tell you this. There is a lot of them out there that does know. Not as many as there should be, but there is a lot out there that does know. I've talked to doctors all over the place, and they do know. So it's up to us to tell them, hey, look, this is what it is. This is how it is. You know, this is what I got. This is what works. This is what I know other people have said that works. Let's try it and see what happens.
Yeah.
We got to quit being scared of of trying something new. If they told me to jump off the bridge, that there was going to be a cure at the bottom of that bridge and it was over water, I'd jump. You know, I mean, you got to take a chance. You got to take the chance. I wouldn't jump.
Yeah, sounded kind of stupid, but it actually made a lot of sense, you know, you got a cure down at the bottom.
Or decent relief anyway, has hardly any negative things about it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's common sense. You want to hurt all the time and cry about it, or do you want to try to make yourself feel better? I want to try to make myself feel better. So, I mean, we can't do anything stupid. I mean, don't get me wrong. We got to be smart about it. But there's no harm in trying some of these other things, like floating, for instance. It's not going to hurt you. The only problem that I see with it is when you get into a bad flare, and some people with CRPS can't stand to be touched by water, period, almost any time. So, yeah, that could be a little bit of a problem. But that's the only thing that I see wrong with it. And then you got the red light therapy that you could try. You know, it's not heat. It's actually the rays from the red light. And then you got bee venom that you could try. People say, well, I'm allergic to bees. You know, I forget. Amber told me that the statistics of people actually being allergic to honeybees, it wasn't very many.
No.
They're more allergic to wasps and other bees, you know. So, yeah. So, I mean,
it's the wasp and the yellow jackets and stuff like that.
Sure.
That most people are allergic to.
Yeah. And they automatically think they're allergic to honeybees when, you know, some of them might be. I'm not going to say nobody is because I know better. I know there's people that would be. But there's just, you know, there's some options out on the table and people just need to try to take advantage of it. And I understand about the cost. So this floating might not be a good deal because it might be expensive for people. I understand that. Red light therapy is not expensive. You can go to the gym. It might cost you $20 a month. That's it. I think most people could do. I could do $20 a month. And if you have Medicare, you can join the Silver Sneakers Club and go for free.
Yeah.
Do you ever find out anything? Wayne, do you ever find anything about that? Did you ever get a hold of them?
No.
No, you didn't.
When I got sick, when I got sick beginning of the week, I just.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking right at it.
Yeah.
But,
Brian, I don't know if you know about that, Brian, but you can do that too. If you get Medicare, you can get Silver Sneakers. Silver Sneakers. Oh, it's a gym. Silver Sneakers. Yeah. It's a gym membership for people that's on Medicare. It's free.
Wow. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, and you can go to several different gyms. I mean, LA Fitness. I can't remember the other one, the one that we go to. Planet Fitness. I mean, they got all kinds of fitness centers, and it's free to go. They send you a little plastic card in the mail, and you carry that in your wallet, and you go right in and flash it to them. I just got to remember not to flash my gun permit to flash that one at them. I give them the gun permit. They'd be like, oh, what are you doing in here? I'm like, oh, my. I come to do red light therapy. I'm going to give you red and blue light.
I'll have to find some information on that, and then I'll get that up in the group too.
What? Oh, about the Medicare?
I never knew anything about that. Yeah, I never knew anything about that.
They don't I don't know if you'll find any. They don't advertise it. I'll tell you that right now. I stumbled up on it. I don't remember how I did. My wife stumbled up on it somehow. She's always checking my stuff, make sure I'm getting right stuff and this and that. I guess she found it. So I'm like, oh, cool. Cool. I'm glad I can go for free. Now I just got to get my ass out of the house and go.
And it's called Silver Shoes?
Silver Sneakers.
Or Silver Sneakers. Okay.
Yeah. Silver Sneakers. Wayne's got the info right there. He can give it to you. He already researched it.
Yeah, I did.
Wayne's on the job now. I ain't kidding you. He researches right then and there. He don't wait till tomorrow. He does it immediately. But, you know, if we could go to the gym, and I know, like myself, I couldn't do a lot of exercise because of my shoulder being like it is. So if I did anything, it would primarily have to be with my legs, try to keep them strong. And but – you know, they say in order to do the red light therapy, they told my wife that it's better if you do some type of exercise before to get your pores to open up. So when you go do the red light therapy, it's you know, goes in your body. It doesn't take as long for it to take effect. And I tell you, so she did it one day. Her knee's been a lot better since that day. She's still having a little bit of problem with it, but she hasn't done the red light therapy but once. So those are some of the things that, you know, I think that people, if they don't know, they know now. And hopefully some people try to get more involved and try to do some of these different things and see how well it works for them. Because, you know, our goal is to find a cure, but we know that, man, I pretty much ran into a brick wall with that because of the big pharma. But doesn't mean we stop. We still keep trying to find things every day to help, you know, and share it.
Yeah.
So it's what it's about. So we got some stuff out there. And hopefully people listening take advantage of it. I hope. I want to see some good feedback come back from people. I'm curious to see how this stuff works for others. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do I know I keep saying it. I am. I'm going to go do the red light therapy. And I'm going to check into the other one as well. And see if I have to pay for it, if I can get it done for free. If I can get it done for free, I'm going to go. So right, we got about 10. Thing. No, not at all. So we only have, I don't know, about 10 minutes left. You guys have anything? Don't everybody talk at once.
Come on, Silver Sneakers.
Yeah.
You can Silver either Sneakers. Go to silversneakers.com or you can call them toll free at phone number is 866-584 7389.
There you go.
Once again, that was 866-584-7389. So you can do it two different ways. And works really good. You know, we talked about this the other night. It's you know,
it's something they really don't advertise for Medicare, and I think they should, but you know, that's the government for you, keeping that free stuff to themselves. But it is out there, and it is free. So that's all I know. So I'll pass it on to other people, man. It works for me. It works for everybody. Yeah. Brian, you're not going to be here tomorrow night, right?
I don't, at this point, I'm not sure.
Right.
If my wife goes with my daughter, then yes, I may. Maybe.
Okay. All right. Yeah, just don't miss a good show. That's all I was saying.
Oh yeah,
right.
Amber's she's coming on by herself, or might have one person with her. But I told her that I wanted to focus more this time about the things that B Venom works for. You know, MS, CRPS, Lyme, you know, fibro, many, many others. I wanted to concentrate more on that, give the listening audience, you know, a chance to hear exactly what it does work for. Excuse me. Ooh, I'm running late tonight.
Wow, you're
yeah. Changing my sleeping habits. I'm sleeping in later now. But no, we're going to focus on more, you know, about what it's used for, kind of how it helps. She probably go into a little bit of details about how to do it the proper way. It's basically what it's going to be about, so people can hear for themselves from somebody that is a professional and has done this for many, many years, over 23 years, and stung over 60,000 people, and still counting, I think. So that's a lot of people. You know, I mean, it's a lot of people and a lot of years have been doing it. So it does work. It's something that you have to give more than a month or two to see if it works. You have to give it some time. Excuse me, like 3 or 4 months or 6 months or something like that. I just seen a girl just stung herself today for the first time. She was kind of excited about it. I guess you would be if you did it for, you know, it would be kind of neat.
Right. Yeah.
It'll be a good show. Amber's full of information and she's really looking forward to it. So we will be here at 8 o'clock.
One thing I would like to get out there before we do go off air. Something that I'm going to be working on, kind of a little project. I am going to start getting out here within the next few days. I'm going to put together whether it's going to be either a flyer or, you know, something like that, or a poster or something that I'm going to be sending out to different doctors' offices. What it's going to be, it's going to rely on, you know, what is CRPS, different things like that, what it does to you, and, you know, just kind of an informational type thing. So if you're listening and you have a doctor's office in mind that you would like me to get one of these sent to, now it does not necessarily have to be like a pain doctor. It can be a family doctor, you know, anybody that you feel would benefit. Get a hold of me, you know, through Facebook or, you know, through the show here or through Dan. He always knows how to get a hold of me, but somebody, you know, just get a hold of me and let me know.
Okay, cool. That works. Okay. You know, we need to do a lot. And don't forget, it's not mine. It's Brian's newsletter coming out. I always say our newsletter is not mine. I don't touch that newsletter. That's too much for me to do. I got enough stuff. But it comes out, what, Brian, the end of the month? I know you just had to change some things. Yeah, you had to change some things on it. But Wayne, do you receive? Excuse me. Are you signed up for our newsletter, Wayne? or here I go again, our newsletter.
No.
Well, you need to get signed up for it. There's a lot of good stuff in there. Brian stays quiet and doesn't talk much, but let me tell you something. He puts a newsletter together. It might be.
I'll send you the link to it, Wayne.
Okay.
Cool. You just sign up for it. It just comes in your mail. Check your regular mail, spam. It's been coming to different places. It's been coming the same to mine the whole time, but Brian just changed it over because it was going to different areas in people's mail. So I think it's the way people have settings set or something. It's kind of strange. Yeah.
It's going in spam and junk folder, spam folder. If you're on Google, most of the time it's going to a folder called promotional.
Yeah, that's where mine goes, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So, but there's a lot of good info in the newsletter. So you people listening and want, some good information. There's some very good information on or in Brian's newsletter. There, I said it right that time. I take credit for stuff that's not mine. It's okay.
There you go.
Why not?
I don't care.
I know. I always say that. And then when I'm talking to my wife about things. Well, you might
want to read the Constitution of the United States I wrote.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something else. Hey, we need to do a show on politics.
No, we don't.
Oh, everybody's quiet about that one. I'm ready.
No, I get along way too good to be talking politics on this show. No.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't. I don't do shows on politics. That's not my flavor. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We, I keep yelling. I'm sorry. I guess we're supposed
Wayne,
to act
I sent like, that to your message, so all you got to do is just check your messages, and it's in there, Wayne.
Sure. Yeah, that's right there.
Y'all remember this. Out. When we're doing this show, we have to be professionals, okay? We have to be professionals. No background noise, no coughing, no yelling, no screaming, no cussing. We have to be professionals.
Come on.
And I'm being sarcastic. I'm not a professional. I'm not competing with anyone. Oh, here I go off on my rant again. I got to stop.
Yeah.
I did this last night with anxiety, and anxiety got extremely high. I let somebody ruffle my feathers, and I shouldn't have. I didn't let them ruffle it very bad. I stopped it kind of quick. But life is good. And I'm feeling good today, so I want to be proud of that. Yeah, I've had a bad couple of weeks or week and a half, two, whatever it's been. Actually feeling pretty good. So, hey, I like keeping it real. If we're not having a good day, we're not having a good day. We're having a good day, we're having a good day. I mean, just keep it real. And there's no need to be fake and pretend. That doesn't do anybody any good. So that's how I feel about that.
Well, and that's the truth too.
I told Brian I'm gonna do like Paul Harvey. I'm gonna have my few minutes of fame every night at the end of the show. When everybody clicks off and ain't listening in the morning, I'm still talking. That's all good. It's all good. Listen, I appreciate y'all calling in this evening. And Wayne, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, me too. Really.
It ain't no fun being sick like that, man. I'll tell you, I've been there and done that. Nah, it's not fun. Tried doing that and driving a truck, being out on the road. Really? Oh yeah, that was a joy. That was fun. That was
hanging
real
over
fun.
The trash can while you're driving down the road.
Yep. Or out the window, one or the other, whichever you could get to the fastest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wash your truck. Yeah, been there and done that before. All right, guys, we're all done. Please join us tomorrow night. We have Amber Rose on talking about bee venom treatment. Be interesting. Brian, I hope you can make it tomorrow night. But if you can't, listen to it recorded. So
yeah, we'll
it'll be
see.
There for you. All right.
All righty.
Good night, everyone.
All right. Good night. See you.